This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And join us. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
So we're going to start things out tonight with a story that we didn't get to last week when you were here, Melanie. And it's something I really wanted to talk about because, honestly, I don't know how you're going to feel about it. You're one of the newer co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, we've definitely had some disagreements within the studio before on a couple of things, most notably freeing the nipples. And I've got a story about that tonight, too.
Well, I don't think we disagree with that philosophically so much as on a practical level.
Well, we can get into that.
I think we're in 100% agreement philosophically on that.
Right, right. But you weren't as in favor of women actually doing the act of revealing themselves, if I'm recalling correctly.
Right.
Right. So so we can get into that later, because I do have a related story to that. But tonight, spanking is something you brought in to discuss last week, because apparently France, the country of France, has banned the act of spanking one's children. Now, I don't know anything about the story, so we'll see.
Presumably, it's only one's children and not
a partner.
Also, banning of consensual spanking.
Well, they have banned non-consensual. I mean, presumably, usually assaulting adults is illegal in most countries, in most jurisdictions anyway. So I'm assuming that it's illegal
right,
in France to
spanking
hit
is
a person,
not always assault.
Right, but they are banning spanking of children who can't even consent anyway. So, like, yeah, like, you can't hit somebody else's kids either, but, like, consensual spanking is still cool, presumably.
Okay, got it. So,
presumably, so
well, at least
you don't
this
really
law
know.
Does, well, I don't know French law, but this law does not criminalize it, because this law specifically criminalizes assaulting only children.
Okay, got it. And so this is relatively new, somewhat recent news out of France, as I understand it.
Yeah, so it was passed on December 22nd. It actually not only criminalizes spanking, it also criminalizes cruel, degrading, and or humiliating treatment of children.
Well, that could be a very large category.
Yes.
Yeah, that is kind of weirdly overbroad. Although, to be honest, like, I understand where they're coming from. If you have, and I mean, and this is what always happens. You have a heinous thing that's going on, and then so people go to fight it, and, you know, most people who show up for a fight, they're showing up for a fight, so they kind of swing back too far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you know, since you shouldn't be beating your children half to death, now it's actually a crime to, you know, call them names if you're, like, Superman.
Right.
Like,
that's a problem. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's not a good thing to call your kids names,
right.
But, you know, if you call your kid a brat or something like that, you're being a brat.
I mean, which honestly is more of a reflection on yourself than on the kid, in my opinion. But,
and apparently the first country to ban spanking was Sweden in 1979.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
France is now the 52nd country.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't get, like, a really solid map on that, or an updated map anyway, but yeah.
I think that spanking, this is an issue that we've discussed over the years here, just in general, on Free Talk Live. I'm against it. I think that it is, you know, teaches kids that violence solves problems, and I think that parents can come up with more creative ways to discipline their children.
Well, I mean,
children.
It just teaches your kids to be creative. Like, it doesn't teach. I mean, if, like, every time you did something, somebody just, like, beat the hell out of you, that doesn't really teach you, like, why not to do a thing. It just teaches you to, like, hide.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Or
so,
find a way to not get caught doing the thing.
Well,
that's
yeah,
what
that's what I meant,
about.
Hide by hide.
Oh, I thought you meant
okay,
hide,
no,
as
like
in,
that,
like, the parents know
as in,
like,
did the thing, so you
keep,
run and hide.
As
so
in keep her activity secret, as in hide your whatever it was that would have gotten you in trouble kind of thing.
Right, but it could also be go hide from the parents.
Or that's not really a good long-term
you.
Strategy for anything
generally
that's
not,
like,
yeah.
5 minutes, I mean.
kid's going to get hungry sometime, probably come back.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of difficult to hide from someone in the house that you live with them in. But, yeah, so, and they this law is really vague from what everybody's posting, and I have no expertise in French law, but from what everybody who's writing about it, yeah, the law is kind of vague, but they kind of feel like it. They're going to more focus on the, like, actual hitting of children part of it.
That's what they think.
They're going to actually... Yeah.
But that's the thing with writing laws is that the intentions of the lawmakers very frequently are not borne out through the enforcement of those laws, meaning that the government bureaucrats who actually do the enforcement, the prosecutors, the investigators, these people will interpret these laws in a much different manner in a lot of cases than what they were originally intended for. So if the intention here was to only go after people who physically harm their kids and do, like, continuous mental abuse to them, that may not be how this is enforced. It may be enforced whenever somebody just calls their kid a name, and
right,
it may end up with charges.
And I don't know how French law works, again, but the part about you can't hit them was really clear-cut, whereas all the other stuff is kind of... I don't know what that means in French law. In French law, does that mean... Because if we were in the States, that would mean that it would be really difficult to enforce even if you wanted to.
Now, wait a minute. Don't they have like
that
a,
vague.
Don't they have a French law system down in Louisiana? Isn't it
no.
different there?
It's different, but it's not French.
It's not like common law, though. It's something else,
some,
right?
It's civil law still, but there's a lot of countries that have civil law. They're not all France.
Gotcha.
It does have some French roots, but it's not a direct comparison.
No. Okay.
So I found an article written in French, and I used the Google Translate to translate the article, so I'm going to see if I can figure out from this exactly what was criminalized.
So I'm also curious to know what the punishment is. You know, what are they going to do to the people?
I was not able to find that. And it did say that it was not a criminal law, but it was against the civil law. And I don't know what that means in France. I don't know if that means...
Does that mean you get a payout if you're found not guilty, or if you're if the victim is found to have been abused, that they get paid by the abuser?
I don't know. That's what it would mean here, but that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It might be the difference between a fine and jail time. It might be the difference between, I don't know. I don't know French law. I just know that it's illegal.
Right, and this article does say that this falls within the civil code, not the criminal code.
Huh.
So, you know, it's some type of violation, but not necessarily a misdemeanor or a felony.
So they're not going to arrest you.
That doesn't necessarily mean no jail time, though, because there's, like,
really?
Here there's a lot of crimes, or not crimes, I guess, but statutes that are in the children's code, but they can land you in jail. So, I'm not clear on what that means. I wasn't really able to, unless, you know, there's somebody who has some kind of French law background who wants to call in. I don't think we're going to be able to figure it out in
well,
too much depth.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We do have people listening around the world. Don't know if any of them are intimately familiar with France, but if you know a thing or two, you're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-3733. I want to make sure I'm clear. I'm personally against spanking, but I'm also against this law. I'm against any kind of law that has anything to do with how people raise their kids. I think that, you know, that's up to the individuals, the parents who are involved. I may vehemently disagree with how you've chosen to raise your kids, but it's not my business. It's not my kid. You know?
I think I'm pretty much in agreement with you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that, I don't know, because I almost feel like, what I'm getting from you is almost like it doesn't matter, and I don't... Like, I still
it doesn't matter to me.
I still think they're wrong. Like, they should not do it. Like,
but there's a certain level of where it matters to you to where you're willing to do something. So, like, if I saw some parents, like, physically abusing to an extreme their kids, then I might decide that's something I feel like I need to get involved in and try to, you know, get that kid out of the house or whatever, hire somebody to... We're talking about a world without, you know, the state.
Yeah, the stateless society.
You know, what do you do in that case? Because there are horrible parents who will commit abuse against their kids. A lot of it you probably won't know. Like, if a parent...
I mean, okay, so I'm, like, really unclear on what you're talking about right now, and I think that probably our listeners are, too. Like, how do you... Which physical, like, where do you draw the line as to what physical violence is non-abusive?
Oh, I think it's all abusive, but, you know, a child's going to survive a spanking, but if, you know, a parent is like really hurting a kid beyond that, that, you know, could do some permanent damage or whatever. I think that's where the kid needs to get out, personally.
All right, so I found some information.
Hold that. We'll continue with that here, and you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on spanking are welcome, and or whatever you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk
Live. The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've thought about starting up your own blog or website, but you're just not so sure about the process, Well, HostGator makes it easy. They have a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and that's one of the reasons why that HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. And you get a special offer just for you, because you're a Free Talk Live listener. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. And that'll get you 50% off. That's 50% off of HostGator's regular prices if you go to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we can talk more about spanking here in moments, which in France, apparently it is now a prohibited act, although we're not really clear on why it's called a civil violation in France as opposed to a criminal, but their court system may be completely different than ours.
I've got quotes here. So I can explain.
Oh, you did some digging on this.
Yes.
All right, let's get into that here. But first we've got Donald. He's on via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Donald, calling from the United States. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, today I wanted to talk about this thing that's called left-wing creationism. And basically what it is it's the blank slate theory of human evolution, that all humans are created equal. And the reason that I think that this is important is because we never do this with any other scientific field. No one ever says, oh, all these dogs are the same, all these deer are the same, whatever. But we've come to accept it as just a fact, a scientific fact, that all humans are the same and that there's no genetic differences between them and that you can just shape them into whatever you want them to be. So basically, this is the thing that underpins the idea of mass immigration into the West. And so if all Somalis and all Bantus are the same as all Anglo-Saxons, then what's the big deal of replacing Anglo-Saxons with Bantus and Somalis? And I want to know why it is exactly that you think that, despite the evidence that has come out to suggest that this isn't true, the blank slate theory isn't true, why do you think that we still cling to it and base our societies around it so much?
Why do you think that some people are born with fewer rights than others? Because that's what it means when all humans are created equal, is all humans are created with the same equal rights as human beings.
I think it could be interpreted differently. I think that somebody could interpret that as saying that every person is exactly the same when they're born. And it's certainly clear that, you know, at least in the world of physical deformities, that's not true, right? Some people are born handicapped, and so they're not able to run a mile as quickly as the rest of us might be, for instance. But I think that ultimately, you know, the conversation here comes down to individuals. Is an individual in some way less than another individual? And in a lot of ways, we're better and worse at some things than others. But your problem, Donald, and the people who think like you, the alt-right folks, seem to be that you focus on groups. You only focus on these, you know, this one criteria of, oh, this person has a different skin color, or was born on a different plot of land, or it's a different pair of genitals between their legs. And so therefore, you come to all these conclusions based on a variety of what you claim to be evidence, but ultimately it doesn't matter when it comes down to the individual.
Well, I think you're confusing two things here, because there's rabid individualism and then there's rabid collectivism. Rabid collectivism would be something like a communist government where the government rules over all people and does whatever they want. That'd be rabid collectivism. Then there's rabid individualism, which is what you purport. But
so, do you? Would you? I'd like you to answer Daryl's question though about rights. You know, do you believe that all humans are created with the same rights?
Well, I don't believe that humans are created with any rights, because in nature there is no such thing as a right. I don't like the idea of a natural right.
Where do rights come from?
They basically. The idea of rights is just basically a proxy for what the government allows you to do.
So the right to not have my stuff stolen from me, because, you know, government steals stuff all the time, so therefore that right does not exist.
Well, the way that we use rights in the modern context is really just about what the government allows.
People use rights in wildly different ways, so I don't think you can really kind of use one definition and say that, like, all humans use that.
Well, I think
clearly they don't. I mean, we've got differences in opinion right here. So you don't believe in the idea of rights, period, right? Like the idea of inherent human rights that other human beings should respect, like, you know, the right to not be killed by
life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Well, that's not compatible with nature, though, because without a government or even with a government, though some
things
will happen.
I agree with you. Rights are not part of nature. They, in my opinion, they are ideas that man created to make it so we can get along better with one another and not be killing each other, and we can, you know, benefit each other and, you know, improve society because we can rise above our nature. But it sounds like what you're saying is that all that matters is the law of the jungle and that we cannot rise above. Is that what you're saying?
No, that isn't what I'm saying, but okay. what I'm wondering is, so you're saying that rights are what makes humans better and there's something we should strive for. Well, if that's true, then how does importing IQ 68 Somalis into our Western countries, how does that make our lives better?
You do understand there's different types of intelligence, right?
What do you mean?
Well, you cited the intelligence quotient, which is one specific way of measuring one type of intelligence, but there's also other types of intelligence.
And he also tried to claim that everybody that's from Somalia only has
insulting.
A 68 IQ.
That's the average IQ of Somalia, though. But
according to
I realize that
according to Donald.
Yeah.
No,
well, you would look up
data.
The average IQ of different countries.
But even so, again, there's different types of intelligence quotient out there. Like, there's a difference between being street smart and book smart, for instance.
Well, the intelligence tests, the reason that they're so valid is because they correlate with so many other things. What they attempt to measure is this thing called general intelligence, or G-factor. And G-factor, and it measures it pretty well, the studies have confirmed this, and G-factor correlates with other things like SAT scores, college graduation, life success, earnings, crime rates, and a whole other thing.
I will say that IQ tests, at least the bootleg versions of IQ tests that I have seen, don't necessarily measure your education. They don't really measure your education almost at all. I mean, you have to be able to read the language the test is in, but they pretty much measure, like, your reasoning ability from what I've seen of the leaked parts of them. I've never seen it.
Yeah, that is true, because over the past 100 years or 50 years or however long it is, they've been perfecting the IQ test and refining it so it's more fair and unbiased.
And I mean, I'm not saying the IQ test is like the one and only perfect measurement of intelligence, but I think that it is a pretty fair measurement of intelligence. Now, that doesn't really mean that intelligence is genetically national or something weird like that, but I think it's a pretty good measurement.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, so you don't believe in rights, basically, Donald, just to be clear. You don't believe in that. Hold on. 855-450-FREE. We've got an alt-writer on the line here. If you want to talk to him, you can get on the line, too. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com.
FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online by going to freetalklive.com. All the features on the site. We give them away to you, unlike those other talk show hosts who want $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. Ours is free, so please enjoy freetalklive.com. And something else you can enjoy is MyPillow. Well, not my MyPillow, but you can get your own over at MyPillow.com. In fact, you can get one at half price by using code FTL when you're on the site, or get two for the price of one. It is up to you how many you get, but if you, for whatever reason, don't think this is the best pillow you've ever used, you've got 60 days to decide how you feel about it. And if you want, you may send it back within that 60-day window, and they'll give you your money back. Plus, if you keep the pillow, well, they still stand behind it. As far as its quality is concerned, it's guaranteed for 10 years. It's also washable. You can wash it and dry it. It's really an amazing product. It fits to the shape of your body and holds your neck in the proper position. You can try one out for yourself. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and get one at one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. MyPillow.com with code FTL. We've got Donald on the line here. He has called in to basically tell us that he believes that people... What, do you think that people can't rise above their station in life, Donald? Or, you know... Is that something you don't even consider? You just look at people as the groups that they come from, not the individuals?
Well, all traits are placed on a bell curve. So there's some people in places like Nigeria that have an IQ of 160, and there's also people that have an IQ of 40, and there's people in Britain that have IQ of 40 and 180. But what I'm looking at is the averages.
So what's
and
it
the
matter
group
though?
Dynamics.
Why does it matter so much to you?
Because intelligence is something that we value in our societies because it creates productivity.
I don't know if intelligence necessarily in and of itself creates productivity.
There's plenty of lazy smart people who can put their smarts to being lazy. Like, they can come up with really ingenious ideas as to how to avoid working.
Yeah, I used to work with some people that they put more energy into getting out of doing the job than they actually put into doing the job.
Well, genetics and intelligence is like the ceiling for human achievement. So basically, you can rise up to your genetic ceiling, or the culture can impact you in a way that you fall well below your ceiling. But different people have different ceilings, so you can't expect the same potential outcomes if you have different populations.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
I just want to know why you think that it's important to base a society around the blank slate theory of human development.
I think you're putting words in my mouth. We haven't said anything about the blank slate theory. You're the one who called about that tonight, and I don't necessarily agree with that particular theory. I think that all human beings are different. So you said that the blank slate theory is that everyone's the same, or that they're all equal, and I don't agree with you.
I believe that all humans have equal rights.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So if that's what you mean by equal, but if you mean, you know, equal in ability, then no, that's absolutely not true, because there are people that can, you know, play basketball really well. I can't. There are people that are really good at skiing. I can't. So, you know, yes, people have different abilities, but everybody has the same equal rights. Nobody has the right to my labor. Just like I don't have a right to anyone else's labor. Nobody has a right to my stuff. I can't delegate a right that I don't have, which means that, you know, if I can't come over and take your stuff, I can't delegate it to somebody else, which is why I don't believe that governments are legitimate, is because governments claim to have the right to take people's stuff.
Thanks for the call tonight, Donald. Hope that clarifies it for you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Gamma Blast on the line. He's in Chicago. Go ahead, Gamma Blast.
Hey, well, you guys were talking about hitting kids, and that's obviously bad, and yelling at them, calling names, obviously bad. I'd like to bring up three more subtler things we say to kids that I think are very dangerous, and I'll explain
all right,
why.
Sure.
One, or I can just list them. Well, one is the "because I said so."
I heard that many times as I was kid. Infinitely.
The next one is, I heard this many times, do as I say, not as I do.
Yep.
I think it's powerful. Authority. I think it's more annoying.
No, I agree with Gamma Bless. That is absolutely harmful.
It's hypocrisy.
Well, it's hypocritical, but it also prepares people for government, because government workers will set policies that apply to you, but not to them. So it's do as they say, but not necessarily as they do.
Okay. I think
we acted like the police, we would be in prison right now.
Mm.
Okay, that makes sense. I think the first one is probably the most harmful thing you could probably say to a child at all. But go ahead.
Yeah, the commitment. But yeah, both of them are just basically respect your betters, do as I say, don't think about anything, just do it. So it just teaches them not to think.
Right.
You want me to go on my third one, or you want to discuss those more?
Yeah, well, what's the third one?
Third one is respect your elders, which is a load of crap, in my opinion. You
should
because they're older than you. You should respect somebody because they deserve it only.
Yeah. So if I've been messing up for the past 50 years, that makes me better than somebody who's been doing great for the past two.
Yeah. Well, right.
I haven't died yet, therefore I'm better than you.
And it doesn't teach that respect is a two-way street, right? So if the elder is not respectful towards the younger, then that's not cool.
Right, and there's also, you know, a couple different definitions of respect.
Mm-hmm.
There's the look up to someone as, you know, some sort of superior to you, and then there's the look at everybody as equals, and there's that word again, equal, you know, so an equal part of humanity. So the whole respect your elders isn't look at them as an equal part of humanity, but look at them as being better than
right.
you.
They're up on a pedestal. They've been around longer.
Yeah. And then, you know, again, this is something that the cops, they'll say, if you respect me, I'll respect you. So if you put me on a pedestal, I'll treat you as an equal part of humanity.
So what you're saying is they're using two definitions of respect when they make that statement.
Yes. Interesting. Yes, they are.
And that third one, I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to be too optimistic, which is not a thing I do often. But I almost feel like that one might have some historical significance that maybe makes a little bit more sense. If your elders are the 40 and 50-year-olds who had to work really hard to not die, maybe you should listen to what they have to say. Whereas, like, if your elders are some people who are, you know, 70 and 80 years old who kind of don't die because we don't really let people die anymore, then maybe their opinion doesn't mean as much.
Right, and again, it depends on which of those two definitions of respect you mean.
Well, right, but there's no reason to specify your elders unless you mean treat me like I have power over you.
Then you could say something like, these people may have a lot to teach you. Could be a good idea to listen to them, not just blindly respect anybody who's older.
Right, yeah.
Totally agree.
Right. Listen to the wisdom of your elders, I would agree with.
Which, well, again, it presumes that they have wisdom. If there's some drunk old man who, you know, he's basically barely able to hold his life together, then he may only have the wisdom of failure.
Yeah, I don't mean like current, right, but, but current day Western world, you are not wise just because you happen to survive.
But if you can learn,
it is impossible almost to die.
If you can learn from someone else's mistakes,
sure.
That's better than you having to make all of the mistakes yourself and learning the lesson the hard way.
Well, right, but, like, looking at, okay, some nothings of don't do this are really valuable, but, like, it can get to the point where it doesn't really, it's like, oh, don't snort 3 lines of meth and drink 5/5 of vodka and drive down, like, the bridge, like,
you don't really need to learn that.
Someone do that over and over again just doesn't really... have any value.
And the individual who has sort of destroyed their life, this older person who has not been responsible that we're talking about, is likely not going to impart good wisdom, at least verbally, to the individual. They would have to be taught to observe, don't do what Grandpa or, you know, Uncle Dave did or whatever.
Right.
Mine was, I think he died due to a crack smoking or something like that. So, yeah, probably, you know, that's not really a respectable thing.
Yeah.
Hey, good call tonight, Gamma Blast. I appreciate hearing from you. Okay. Some sayings that are very damaging from parents. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've got one you want to add to the mix. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What did your parent or parents say, or what have you heard other people's parents say that you thought was just a terrible thing? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Also, do want to let you know about our website. It's free. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Archives going back for a decade. Webcam that's available. We've actually got two cams. You can see two angles. One is currently a close-up of Daryl. The other one, the wide shot for the room. That's free. Anytime we're live, you can go and watch it at cam.freetalklive.com. And you can also find the archives of those video casts on our YouTube channel that go back for a couple years. We started streaming to YouTube a couple years back. So, and we had cams before that, but we just don't have archives of those shows. Sorry. But we do have the audio archives, again, going back for a decade. So really, you don't have to miss a moment of Free Talk Live, and it's all for free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Hung, like Jesus. He's calling from Georgia on Skype. Go ahead, Hung.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome, sir.
You know, I'm trying not to be so triggerable in the new year, but it's not. You know, and I've been doing pretty good here lately. But these alt-rights, those people, you know, these people, they will spout off these government stats all day long. And, you know, again, I'd say, they don't believe anything the government says until the government says something that they believe and can prove some sort of a point.
Something that makes them feel superior as they pound away behind their keyboards.
Yeah, and you know, and that Donald, he has a speech impediment. Would that mean he's less intelligent than me?
That's a good question. Well, once again, as I had pointed out to him, people are different. You know, people have some advantages. Other people have, you know, other advantages.
You know, and that's all I really had. I just wanted to add that. I don't really have anything else. But, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm trying not to be as triggered this year as in the past.
What do you say to his point about the IQ averages from different countries?
Well, you know, the IQ thing is, you know, I've always thought of IQ as being a Western thing, you know, is how someone would operate in the Western world as far as intelligence goes. Because that IQ would mean nothing to someone that lives in the bush.
Right.
And I couldn't go live in the bush. I couldn't live in there. I wouldn't make it a night in the bush.
Yeah, you love your PlayStation 4 or whatever it was that you were telling us about.
Yeah, you know, I love that. And I like lights and food and refrigerator. I couldn't make it in the bush.
just like that person probably couldn't make it where I am.
Right, that's what I was saying was, you know, and that's kind of one of the things I was getting at is there's different types of intelligence, you know, the ability to know the lay of the land and, you know, get your bearings and, you know, being able to survive in a situation like that.
Right.
That's an intelligence.
I've seen tests where it's like, you know, here's the 8th grade graduation test from 1890, and I couldn't answer half of the questions.
No doubt.
Right. Okay, and the average is, like, entirely irrelevant. Like, okay, so India has an average IQ of, I want to say, like, 120, but it's pretty high. So if you had a particular individual from India who happened to have an IQ of 65, would he want that person coming over here because India has a high IQ? Like, that doesn't make right. any sense.
Right. And what has high IQs given us? I mean, we're almost destroyed this planet. And I just can't, you know... I don't know. You know, the IQ thing to me has always been something that's been it's always been something that's been geared toward Western living and, of course, white people. And that's what.
Well, to be fair, Asian countries do have. I was looking at the list that he was talking about. Asian countries are higher IQ on average than the United States and other Western countries. So I don't know if it's so much a Western thing necessarily, but it is certainly a, you know, developed world, it seems, thing to some extent.
Right. You know, like I said, I don't really have much. I just wanted to add.
Fair enough.
Another thing. When they spout off these stats and tell us how stupid we are and how we should be wherever we're going to be, what do they intend to do about it? What do they intend to do about the people who's not as smart as they think they are? No,
That's a good question.
That is a good question. And I know on Thursday there was one of these alt-right guys that called in to say that certain people need to be eliminated from society. And when I started asking, he said, well, we've not made the rules yet.
So they want to have the helicopter thing where they drop people out of helicopters or whatever.
I thought you
right?
just dropped communists out of helicopters.
No, they want to drop anybody who they don't like, basically.
Yeah,
I've been
threatened with helicopter rides because... reasons.
You know, and if that's what they want, if they want to have their own little lily-white society where it's, you know, a bunch of computer geeks hanging out or whatever it is, then they should be able to have that. I think they should all move to North Dakota. They should move to North Dakota. Wasn't there that one town with, like, 6 people in it?
The Bigot Town Project.
Yeah, where there was some racist guy. I forget what his name was.
So I do remember he had a DNA test done.
Yeah.
And the results revealed that he had, like, 10% African DNA. And he said, that's
like
statistical
most people
noise.
In the States, yeah.
Hey, Hung, good call, man. Always appreciate hearing from you. Thanks. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, so, you know what? You shouldn't have to use violence on people. I think that they should just go ahead and, you know, create their little community of racists or bigots or whatever, and then no one will want to be around them. So, I mean, it'll just naturally, people will leave from where those people are. So, you know, everybody should have the community that they want to. The lefties should all, you know, be living out in California or wherever lefty kind of place. The people who believe in liberty should move to New Hampshire, people who believe in, you know, freedom. And then the people who want to be around a very specific group of thin-skinned individuals or whatever, you know, they should be able to do that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And I think that would make a better world. You know, then people would be able to make a real choice about where it is that they live. And
yes.
It would be really meaningful, I think. But it's going to take a while before we can get there. And we're going to have to really promote the idea of secession, because I don't want to have any kind of political tangling with these folks. I don't want to have them have any ability to control my plot of land.
Right.
I'm fully willing to leave these folks alone. You know, go ahead.
Or have high rates of welfare, like racist areas tend to have in the states anyway.
What do you mean?
That if you look at the states that are the most, you know, not necessarily conservative, because you have conservatives that aren't racist, but really hardcore racist places have really high welfare rates.
What are the most racist places?
Alabama, Mississippi.
Is that true?
Louisiana, Texas.
I've
heard there's racists in New England, too.
I've noticed.
There are, but it's not like they're not suing each other to get the Confederate flag put back on, and they're not, which I understand it has different historical context, but that's not why they want it. They're not... have outspoken proponents of segregation. David Duke didn't just win 10,000 votes in New England. That happened in Louisiana, not New England.
Right, but
like
I could almost guarantee you that if somebody in, you know, a New England state said, let's ban people of certain ethnicities, they would get some support. Because I've noticed more outspoken racism in the North than I ever did growing up in Birmingham, Alabama.
Alabama did not legalize interracial marriage until 2000.
Oh, wow.
True. It was allowed prior to that. It just wasn't legal. Specified on the books.
Because they wouldn't take it off the books. And like five or six, seven, something like that years ago in Hammond, Louisiana, a justice of the peace, refused to issue a marriage license explicitly stating that the reason he refused to do it was because the couple was black and one was white.
And wow. I'm not saying that there aren't racist people in the South. I'm saying I've heard more vocal racism from people in the North than I ever did growing up in Birmingham, Alabama, where I was the minority.
Okay, well, if you were at a place where you were the minority, then you probably wouldn't have heard a lot of racism.
What? I thought that's, like, supposedly where people hear racism, is where they are the minority
that's
and people just heckle them on the street or whatever.
No, like, bad things might happen to
you. Like, get out of here, honky.
You're not going to have people walk up to you and be like, hey, how about hating that XYZ group if you're the group they hate?
So where are you hearing it, Daryl? Just in the streets or
not
at
so
a party?
Much here
okay.
in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. But when I lived in Pennsylvania, people would openly talk about their affiliations with the Klan.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow. I only saw one dude in when I was in jail. There was one guy who was like some sort of white supremacist dude in what was mostly an all-white jail. There was one black dude on the cell block that I was in. I was in for civil disobedience for 58 days. And the dude who was the white supremacist guy wasn't particularly popular. So, I don't know. I know that they say that people are racist up here because they just don't know any better. Like, that they've been raised around all white people for the most part.
So I did hear a friend say...
The prejudice probably would be the more...
I did hear a friend say that they saw a black person walking down the street and overheard somebody say, whoa, we're cohabitating here now?
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here. Hour 2's coming up on Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.